I don't know if you noticed it, but a while back at Canadian Tire, and I'm sure it was at other stores, they had trees for sale. Did anyone else see them? They had fruit trees, they had, I don't know, colorful trees, they had all kinds of lovely looking trees there. They were about $120 a piece. But they were nice, and for a few moments I looked at them and I thought about them and I thought, you know, maybe I should get one, but I didn't. But imagine if I did, I know what would have happened. I probably would have dug a hole, stuck the tree in it, and walked away and said, good luck, tree. It probably would not have appreciated me very much. I would be able to tell everybody that I planted a tree, but I don't think it would have helped the tree very much. Its chances of survival would have been pretty low. The truth is, for a tree to survive, it needs a lot of care. Recently, I was looking at some old photos from a few years back, and there was Gabriel on our front lawn with a huge pile of dirt and different fertilizers and who knows whatever else, that he was mixing it all together, getting ready to plant a garden. It takes a lot of care and attention to see something grow and be fruitful. If I just stuck it in the ground and said, there you go, I've planted my tree, it's not very likely that it would survive, and it most certainly wouldn't bear fruit. We know that. We know that's how it works. It's the same thing with our physical bodies. If I don't take care of the body, if we don't take care of our body, if we're not careful about what we consume, if we're not careful about our habits, if we're not careful to go to bed on time or to exercise, get some rest, we can't really expect our bodies to be healthy, right? I mean, we can't just do whatever we want and ignore good principles and then simply wish for the best and hope that everything will turn out all right. If we want to be healthy, whether it's our physical body or anything else, we need to do what it takes to promote health. We can't simply hope for the best. Well, you know that, and you probably know what I'm getting at, and that is this, that we need to be intentional in our efforts at anything that is important. If it's important, we need to be intentional. If I'm scattering some grass seed and my lawn isn't all that important to me, I might just throw it, I don't know, whenever, wherever, scatter it, whatever, and hope for the best, and it's not a big loss if it doesn't turn out. I'd probably be creating bird food more than anything if I did that. They'd be happy. But if something is important, if something is critical, we take extra care about it. That's just the way it is. And yet when it comes to one of the most important areas of our life, and I'm talking about our spiritual life, for many people, in many times, we simply hope for the best. Oh, we'll do a few things for sure. We'll go to church or we'll watch online. We might more or less keep our nose out of trouble. Might even say grace at a meal. That would be nice. But for the most part, we just simply hope for the best. And in John chapter 15, and we're going to look at that scripture in just a quick moment. John chapter 15, Jesus speaks about what it takes for us to grow and develop and be strong and healthy spiritually. John chapter 15, verses 1 to 8, Jesus is speaking, and this is what he says. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." Wonderful passage of scripture, and again, there's lots of beautiful imagery in the passage, but I want to get right to the bottom line, and the bottom line of it all is simply this, that if we want to be fruitful spiritually, that is, if we want to grow and thrive and be like that tree planted by streams of water, if we want to be all that God created us to be, we need to remain close to Jesus. That's the key in verse 4. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. And then he goes on to say, neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. When we enter into a relationship, it's easy and natural to get close, right? I was looking again, a picture from 4 years ago, and I was sitting in the middle seat of the Suburban on a drive, and I'm, I hate to pick on my son today twice. It's not, I didn't plan to, but there's him and Naomi sitting at the front, you know, and they're close, right? It's only natural when we enter into a relationship that we are going to be close to someone. We're excited, we're interested, everything is fresh, it's new, it's thrilling. You know, the person that we are interested in can do no wrong. We can think of nothing better than to spend all our time with that person. I remember when I was in college, you know, my roommate in college, he was like, Norm, go ask her out already, you know, stop moaning and groaning about it, you know. I had Heather on my mind, you know, it's like, we want to be with them, and that's what happens. But over time, if we are not careful, if we are not intentional, people can drift towards isolation. I've said it before, and I'll probably repeat myself a few more times on this, but long, healthy relationships don't happen by chance. They don't happen because you are lucky. They happen because people are intentional in their relationship. Now, I know sometimes there are factors beyond your control. I understand that. But for a healthy, long relationship, we need to be intentional. Unless we are intentional, setting time aside, blocking out time and effort and energy for the one who we love, we are likely going to drift apart. That's just the way it is. Lots of people I knew at college, oh, they're great friends, and they're going to be friends forever. But they go to different parts of the country, they move away, they stop communicating, and things change. And they're not close anymore. Unless we are intentional, we will drift apart. And what is true there is absolutely true in our spiritual life, in our relationship with God. We are not going to grow strong and healthy unless we are intentional. That's why Jesus said, remain in me. Remain in me. We have a part in this. We cannot simply say, well, I've received Christ. Hallelujah. I'm glad you have. That's great. And then just leave it all to whatever after that. We need to remain close. We need to cultivate our relationship. We need to be intentional about it. If you don't think it happens, you just need to look to Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, where it speaks about a church. The church in Ephesus, where the people had done some great things. They were known for their great deeds. They had persevered through hardship. They had stuck to the truth. But for whatever reason, they had drifted. They had drifted away. They didn't do anything terribly wrong, but they lost their first love. They didn't fall into heresy. They hadn't succumbed to immorality. They weren't into idolatry and all those awful things. There is nothing pointed out that they were actually doing wrong there. But neither were they where they were supposed to be. For whatever reason, they got sidetracked. They lost their focus. They lost their first love. And it's no different for us. We need to intentionally draw near to God if we want to experience growth and strength. We cannot simply leave it be. And why am I saying this? I'm saying this because it seems to me that more than any other time, it is harder today to be intentional about our spiritual care and growth. I don't know if it's because there's more demands upon us as a people or if there's more distractions in our lives. I'll let you figure that one out, and when you figure it out, let me know. I'd like to know, too. But for whatever reason, it just seems that it's so easy to let it slide and simply hope for the best. Perhaps now more than ever, we need to heed the teaching of Jesus there in verse 4. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. You cannot bear fruit unless you remain in me. So the question then becomes, how do we remain in Jesus? What does it mean to be intentional in our spiritual life? Or how do we be intentional? Norm, it's great, that's wonderful, but what exactly are you talking about? And I want to give you some thoughts, some very practical thoughts on what it means to be intentional in our spiritual life. And the first thing that comes to my mind, and I hope it comes to yours as well, is prayer. Prayer, communing with God. Prayer and meditation. When you first begin to pray, it might seem a little strange. I mean, talking to someone you can't see. You know, talking to me is one thing. I can talk to you. You can talk to each other. It's fine. We can do that. It's easy. But talking to someone that you can't see, well, we're not accustomed to that. And if you are new in the prayer world, life, it's going to seem odd at first. And that's fine. But the more we pray, the more meaningful it becomes. And prayer isn't just talking. Prayer is also listening. Prayer isn't simply giving God a long list of, God, this is what I need today. This is what I want you to do. Prayer is listening, meditating, stopping what we're doing, and seeking God. Again, I realize it sounds strange, particularly if you've never spent time listening to God. You might ask, well, does God speak to you? Do you hear him? Well, yes, he does speak to me. And yes, he will speak to you. And you will hear him in some ways, for sure. If we stay quiet long enough. Right? That always helps. You want to hear somebody, you need to stay quiet a little bit. Prayer gives us that opportunity to connect with God. Some have suggested that prayer is to our spirit what breathing is to the body. It keeps us alive, keeps us vibrant. We cannot go on without praying. So I would encourage you for a practical step to be intentional is to pray, to set aside some time to pray. It's not about how long you pray. It's about drawing near to God in prayer. It might be a few moments. It might be longer. It might be an hour. It's the fact that we spend some time communing, listening to God. And try it. Try it. See, he will speak to you. He will guide you. A second item that I'd suggest, practical thought, is to study. Study God's word. And again, we're talking about the intentional and even systematic study of God's word. We're not talking about just reading something just so that we can check off a list and say we've done it, it's done, it's out of the way. But if we want to grow strong, we need to study God's word. God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. He will show us the ways to go. Some things will be pretty obvious. Other things will take some time to understand. But if we study as opposed to simply read, notice the difference there. If we study, we're going to ask some questions. Well, what does that scripture mean? Who is it being written to? How does it apply to my life today? What did it mean back then? What does God want me to do about it? When we ask these sorts of questions and seek to apply them, take our time with them, we grow. I read it earlier, Psalm chapter 1, verse 2. The man who is blessed is one whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on it he meditates day and night. God's word, to think about it, to consider it. I know there have been many times I've been guilty of just reading it just so that I can say I've read it. And sometimes God works mysterious ways, and it's not saying he won't impact you that way either. He will. But when we read it and we ask and we study and we wonder and we ask God to show us, how does that apply to me? What do you want me to do about this, God? Well, then we're giving an opportunity to grow. You see, growing in the Lord isn't just a matter of luck. It isn't just a matter of, well, you know, I hope it works out. We need to be intentional in our prayer, in our study. And the third way, and this is a little strange, is in our service, in how we serve others. The more we serve others, the closer we are drawn to God. The more we love our neighbor, the more we care for the widow or the orphan, the more we visit the sick or the imprisoned, the more we take time for the least of these, the closer we are drawing to God. Maybe it's because we're taking our eyes off ourselves. You know, if the focus is always on ourselves, well, we're not going to have a very deep relationship with God. It's going to be pretty shallow. So in a strange way, our walk with God is deepened in our service towards others, when we serve others. Think about that. Think about some people who are well known to have served others. They likely had a strong relationship with God. There's a profound teaching in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. It says this, it's speaking about Jesus. It says, it was he, Jesus, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers. And this is the part that gets me. To prepare God's people for what? For works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. Imagine that. God is appointing all sorts of people intentionally into our lives for the purpose of preparing us to serve. That's how important it is. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. When we serve others, intentionally serving, in some mysterious way, we are drawing stronger in our faith and drawing closer to God. And the last item I wanted to mention this morning is our fellowship, our time together, our worshiping God together. It's always been important for God's people to come together. It's great and wonderful that when we are out somewhere by ourselves, that we take time to worship the Lord any time of day or night, whether here or there, and that's great. But that's not all. We were made to fellowship. We were made to worship the Lord together. We were made to encourage one another, to keep each other sharp. We are stronger together. We were never made to do it alone. Yes, people will say, well, I can worship God on my own. Well, yes, perhaps you can, but that's not God's intention for us. God's intention is for God's people to come together in fellowship and worship, in prayer, in breaking of bread, as we're going to do in a few moments, in all things. Hebrews 10:25 reminds us not to give up meeting together. In Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, they were all together in one place. Friends, I want to encourage you, if you want to grow, if you want to be intentional, make your fellowship with other believers an intentional part of your life. You might not always agree on things, and that's fine, but together we will grow stronger and healthier. And so I want to encourage you this morning. Really, that's what I want to do. I'm not here to beat on anybody. That's certainly not what my goal is. I can beat on myself just as well, if that's what I was going to do. But I want to encourage you. Don't settle for simply getting by spiritually. Don't settle for hoping for the best. It's easy to slip into that mindset. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 tells us to throw off everything that hinders. Maybe we need to take a moment and ask ourselves, is there something that is hindering my focus on God, my intentional desire to grow in Him. Because the truth of the matter is that many believers have grown older, but they haven't grown spiritually. They are today where they were last month, or last year, or last decade. We need to be strong, healthy, vibrant followers of Christ. But friends, it won't happen. It won't happen by little morsels here and a little morsel there and a little bit there. It'll happen when we are intentional. Intentional in our prayer, intentional in our study, intentional in our serving others, and certainly intentional in our fellowship and worship. And so as we come to a close this morning, I simply want to ask you to consider, for your own sake, not to answer me, but where are you? Where are you at spiritually? Have you grown? Are you growing? Or are you where you have always been? Yes, you love the Lord, your God. You received Him as your Savior. And that's great. That is good news. That's a reason to celebrate. But are you growing from there? And if not, is there a hindrance? Is there something stopping you? Is there something distracting you? Is there something that needs to change? That's something that you need to take time in prayer for your own life. Jesus says, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you." Neither can you bear fruit, Jesus says, unless you remain in me. And then in verse 8, he says, "This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." So I want to encourage you, us as a church, to be intentional in our spiritual growth and development. Not to leave it for just hoping for the best, but God has so much more for us. And we can be strong and healthy and vibrant, bearing much fruit for the joy and glory of the Lord. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord God, we do come before you this morning. And Father God, we just ask, Lord God, that in the quietness of this place and in this moment, that your Spirit would speak to us, Lord God. Speak to our heart, Lord God. And Father God, if there is some area in our life, Lord God, that is a hindrance, or maybe we've just been leaving things to chance and not really being intentional, and maybe there's nothing really wrong, it just hasn't been anything deep happening. I pray, Father God, that you would speak to us and help us, Lord, to be a people who are committed to you in prayer, in study, in fellowship. Lord God, I pray that you would bless your people. Help us, Lord God, to be like the trees by the streams of living water, strong, deep. And Lord, may we bear much fruit for the glory of the Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.